Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, July 25th, 2022, through Friday, July 29th, 2022. Monday, July 25th, 2022. Former Rancho Mirage resident sentenced to more than 8 years in prison for $44 million fraud that illegally billed insurers for cosmetic surgeries. Linda Morrow was sentenced to 97 months in federal prison for her role in a conspiracy in which insurers were fraudulently billed $44 million for unnecessary cosmetic surgeries. Linda Morrow helped her husband run the fraudulent billing scheme out of the Morrow Institute, TMI, and Rancho Mirage, and was TMI's executive director. The Morrow scheme to defraud health insurance companies by submitting bills for procedures performed at TMI that were billed as medically necessary, but in fact were cosmetic procedures such as tummy tucks, nose jobs, breast augmentations, and vaginal rejuvenations. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Tuesday, July 26, 2022. North Bay accountant sentenced to 29 months in prison for bank fraud, embezzlement of credit union funds, and tax evasion in connection with the scheme to defraud Cavallo Point Lodge and Redwood Credit Union. Stephanie Simontaki was sentenced to 29 months in prison for bank fraud, embezzlement of credit union funds, and tax evasion in connection with schemes to use her access as an accountant to enrich herself at the expense of two former employers. According to her plea agreement, Simontaki of Petaluma was employed as bookkeeper and controller at Cavallo Point Lodge, CPL, a hotel near Sausalito, California, from December 2009 through April 2016. While employed at CPL, Simontaki had access to CPL's accounting record system and had signatory authority over CPL's bank accounts. Between April 2016 and April 2019, she was employed as a senior accountant and accounting manager at Redwood Credit Union, RCU, a credit union where she was responsible for processing voided cashier's checks and other accounting-related tasks for the credit union. In 2021, a federal grand jury indicted Simontaki, charging her with 7 counts of bank fraud in violation of 18 United States Code Subsection 13442, 7 counts of misapplication and embezzlement of credit union funds in violation of 18 United States Code Subsection 657, and 4 counts of tax evasion in violation of 26 United States Code Subsection 7201. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Wednesday, July 27, 2022. New York bagel company owner sentenced to 3.5 years in prison for scamming prospective franchisees out of over $2 million. Joseph Smith was sentenced to 3 years and 6 months in prison, 3 years of supervised release, and ordered to pay $2,100,450 in restitution by United States District Court Judge Gerald J. Papert for his scheme to defraud prospective franchisees of more than $2.1 million collectively. According to court records and statements made in court, Smith and Dennis Mason, charged separately, made numerous misrepresentations to individuals interested in buying a New York bagel franchise. These misrepresentations included a guarantee that New York Bagel Company could get financing for the prospective franchisee, the actual cost to own a franchise, the number of franchises that were already open or opening, and the profitability of existing franchises. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Thursday, July 28, 2022. Former head of Anaheim Chamber of Commerce pleads guilty to federal fraud, false statements, and criminal tax charges. Todd Ament, a former president and CEO of the Anaheim Chamber of Commerce, pleaded guilty to 2 counts of wire fraud, 1 count of making a false statement to a financial institution, and 1 count of subscribing to a false tax return. Ament and a political consultant schemed to defraud a cannabis company that had retained the political consultant to lobby for favorable cannabis-related legislation in Anaheim. The cannabis company paid $225,000 to the chamber with the understanding that it would have access to a task force that crafted such legislation. But at least $41,000 of that money was paid directly to Ament without those payments being disclosed to the client. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Friday, July 29, 2022. Russian Elites, Proxies, and Oligarchs Task Force Joint Statement. The U.S. Department of Justice, 2022, reports that the Russian Elites, Proxies, and Oligarchs REPO Task Force has leveraged extensive multilateral coordination to block or freeze more than $30 billion worth of sanctioned Russian assets, freeze or seize sanctioned persons, highly value goods, and heavily restrict sanctioned Russians' access to the international financial system. REPO members have achieved these successes through close and extensive national and international coordination and collaboration. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2022. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.